Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Post-plane trip showers. How about post-practice showers? It's Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Your girl is here.
Yes.
Janae Ogumike with the man, the OG, Freddie Coleman in the building, filling in for Mike Golic Jr., okay? When we talk about zaddies, we should be starting here, all right? We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, Freddie, I know we got a lot to talk about. We're going to spend this hour delving into NFL preseason, especially the action, our takeaways were between the Steelers and the Eagles. I don't know if we've introduced good John, bad John, but we might have to get like Cliff's voice on some of these ideas about Jalen Hurts, his performance, their outlook moving forward. But first, I wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
It's been far too long.
It's been way too long, my friend. I mean, I'm glad you're here, number one, because now all the pressure's now on you because this is your show. I can just lie back, relax, and react and have fun like I normally do.
Nah. Come on now. Always ready. You stay ready so you don't have to get ready, okay?
That's true. Unless it's come to tailgating. That's a story that we'll share after the show, believe me.
Oh, we will have to. And we're going to, you know, before we get to all that NFL talk, because in about 10 minutes, we'll delve into the Steelers side of things.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to focus on the Eagles, but I just wanted to recap you on my day.
Please do.
Because I was supposed to join you a little bit earlier, but your girl practiced at Staples Center today, which is really special.
Right.
Our team has not practiced there since 2019 or played there since 2019 because you remember last season was in the bubble. So it was fun. We had all the feels. We had all the vibes. But that's not why I wanted to say, like, hey, to you, Freddie, because a lot of people don't know. When I started here on ESPN Radio, my first real foray into, like, talking and having a host and a teammate was Mike Golic Jr. on First and Last.
Right.
But if we bring our history books out, my first time really going to work on ESPN was with you, boo-boo.
That's right. That's true.
So my first major appearance on ESPN was working His and Hers. And that's, you know, obviously Michael and Jamel. But the next day I did First Take. Mm-hmm. And that was you, me, George Sedano, and I can't remember who else was on there.
Roz Goldenwinde.
Was it Roz?
It was Roz.
Mm-hmm. Was it Roz?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It was Roz.
Oh, my gosh.
Was
that was like back in like 2015, 16, like a long long time ago. And I remember I was so nervous because, I mean, 2 hours of talking sports is one thing, right? Like, for you, you're a genius. You, like, know the ins and outs of sports and pop culture. Your girl was, like, 23, 24 coming out of college, and ball was life. And so I was like, hold up, we talking about the Dallas Cowboys? Like, I know I'm from Texas. But, you know, and so you were that voice of reason. And so anytime I get to work with you, I always think,
oh, yeah,
my gosh, it's just a great day because you were there with me. You were with me shooting in the gym, Freddie Coleman.
But I tell you what, I told you at the Stones. You didn't believe me, but I told you at the Stones to make this work. You just had to believe in yourself. Did not.
Believe in yourself. You're right.
Exactly.
See, y'all, this is why he's the best coach ever. Janae Golic Jr. here with Freddie Coleman filling in for Mike Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And so let's get into it because we've got, as people know around the show, I just like to yell and sing. But, like, for this time, it's football. We've got major football. And, you know, it's been fun seeing how there's energy because things are a little bit back to normal, right? We're getting, you know, media at practices, players being able to just be a little bit more free in how they move and, you know, show their personalities based on a little bit less restrictions. And there was the preseason matchup between the Steelers and the Eagles. Now the Steelers walk off with, you know, we're not really telling too much. They win 24-16. But a lot of people were really intrigued on the new, is it weird to say era? Like the new, turning the page for Philadelphia, especially through their quarterback. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, very limited reps out there because you got to protect, you know, even though he's not officially been named the starter, he took every first team snap in practice and got the start. What is your impression of Jalen Hurts and how the Eagles are going to turn things around?
Well, I firmly believe that Jalen Hurts, the maturity factor is something that a lot of people, Sinead, don't want to talk about. But that's going to be a big part because we're talking about a team that last year was in complete turmoil, where Carson Wentz got his nose turned sideways when they drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. Then his coach, Doug Peterson, decided to move on from him because guys didn't want to play with him anymore. So if you're Jalen Hurts, if you can survive that, and I had no doubt in my mind, Sinead, that he was going to survive that. If you're able to deal with that and know that you'll be able to be the last man standing, he should definitely be QB1. My main concern is that you have a coach in Nick Sirianni who may not be making this decision. This is a Howie Roseman decision, the general manager. And if Howie Roseman has kind of a flavor in terms of Joe Flacco, if he's got a Jones for that guy, a guy that's won a Super Bowl that you brought as a veteran backup, I wonder how much of this is to push Jalen Hurts or to say that just in case we got a guy in the reservoir that we can pull out if we don't believe that Jalen Hurts is the guy. They like him, but I wonder if they like Jalen Hurts like they should, being the guy that should be the starting quarterback.
Well, I'm going to like show out my school affiliation in about a second, but for those who are wondering how this preseason game went, Jalen Hurts, he played two series, three of seven for 54 yards. People were really excited when they saw the pass to Zach Ertz, 34 yards. Joe Flacco, 10 of 17 for 178 yards and a touchdown. So, like, you know, the people that sort of need to be out there are out there. The ones that you're sort of protecting are being protected. Mm-hmm. But Zach Ertz, okay, I know that, you know, this wouldn't be our show if I didn't have a whole different take on things.
Well, Stanford, I get it.
I've been like, you know, last season was so difficult for Zach, and it's been hard for people that I've seen go through some adversity, you know, now trying to emerge. It's been hard for me because I know this guy is so talented. Speaking mm-hmm. of Zach Ertz, I can't get past the blonde hair. Did you see?
Oh,
you
yeah,
see
I did.
The switch up?
Yeah.
I was wondering, I was like, I need to ask him, like, how are we feeling here? Like, was that more of like a summertime thing? Have you been working out a lot in the pool and you just decided to lean all the way into it?
Well, like, maybe Odell Beckham Jr. transferred his hair to Zach Ertz. Maybe that's it. Because Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't have blonde hair anymore.
Look, that's a good-looking dude. And shout-out to Julie Ertz. I mean, an amazing power couple in the world of sports. But when I think about Philly, I just think of there's a lot of opportunity if they're able to stay healthy and actually have a vision. But I want to just – we have a good John, bad John. Mm-hmm. Are you – Cliff, you around here? Cliff, you got a mic?
Listen, I'm around, Shania. How you doing, around. First of all? I'm here. What's up?
Oh, now you're going to greet me because in the break, Cliff was like, Shania, I need you to test. I was like, bro, I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Freddie, listen, you know how things go around here. You got to make sure things are flowing correctly. Cliff, I don't want to do a bad job here.
I hear you.
I want Shania to look and sound great, okay?
Well, no doubt on that. She's going to do that, but she wants to make sure that if it doesn't work out, we know who to blame. It's going to be you.
Precisely. So Cliff, was this a good John? Like, what, everything you saw, everything that's emanating from Philly, considering there has been, you know, some bumps in the road.
I mean, overall, it's a good John because I think at the end of the day, we all know it's going to be Hurts' job to lose, essentially. I think what Sirianni's trying to do and the coach speak he's having directed towards Jalen Hurts is just trying to put the fire under him. Like, yo, look, like, nothing's guaranteed here. Everything is earned. Nothing is given. And Hurts is going to embrace that. Like, he's going to step up to the challenge and be QB1. And I don't know if he's going to work out in, you know, further down the line beyond this year, mm-hmm. but I at least know he's going to be mentally prepared for what's to come, especially from the fan base and from the coaching staff.
We all know it's
a tough place to play.
Yeah, Cliff and Shanae, we know this. If Deshaun Watson was not having any of these issues, the Eagles would have been in play for Deshaun Watson because they got a serious – not saying they have a serious problem in the quarterback position. Jalen Hurts was drafted to be the quarterback of the future for Doug Peterson, for whatever reason that was with Howie Roseman. But now I got a new head coach. If they didn't have any issues down in Houston, they would have made a play for Deshaun Watson. And then we would have seen how that would have not worked out for Jalen Hurts, maybe having to go somewhere else after being drafted in the second round last year.
So true. You know what stinks? It's almost like you're in – we always equate things to relationships. You're in relationships with people, and it's like, oh, I'm just dating you. I don't really have any agenda for you versus, like, you're my boo. Man, I hope people find real love, especially this upcoming football season. But how about this? Coming up next, let's talk about the other side of this matchup, this NFL preseason matchup. Pittsburgh, the three biggest questions for the Steelers this upcoming season. That's next right here on Shenangola Jr. on ESPN Radio. Plus, Freddie Coleman, the OG in the building. Stay with us.
Shenangola Jr., the podcast.
How about this? 888-729-3776. That's 888-SAY-ESPN. Who have you been most impressed with or most excited about, especially with the NFL preseason in full effect? We'll get to those comments if you guys call us and hit us up in a few minutes. It's Shanae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Your girl, Shanae Ogwemeke, your guy, Freddie Coleman, right here filling in for Michael Jr. And we are presented and brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So we did all the good John and the Bulls and all that stuff from Philly. But now let's flip to the other side of that preseason matchup with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And since we are at the start of the NFL season, we want to make sure that you are ready to go for football. So let's cue the music.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Look at you.
Let's go. We are going to give you the answers to the three biggest questions for each and every team. We've already covered the Cincinnati Bengals today, and so now we're on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And to give us all the answers, we're delighted to be joined right now by Brooke Pryor, our own ESPN Pittsburgh Steelers reporter. Brooke, how you doing?
Not bad. I feel refreshed after a couple of days off because I didn't have to put on the pads and suit up last night in Philly, so I'm ready to go back to training camp.
Amen, sis. You know what's crazy? When it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's so much chatter, just largely because we know what Big Ben's reality is, and now they're trying to cross over into this new era of quarterback. Now, can Dwayne Haskins supplant Mason Rudolph as a backup QB?
You know, to me, that's one of the biggest questions of this preseason, and it's kind of crazy that we're talking about the backup for this year because he's only on the field if worst-case scenario happens. But it is more about looking to 2022 in this case, and I think the way that Haskins played last night, I think he kind of has the edge in that battle right now if we're just looking at on-field product. I do think that you have to factor in some of the outside things that Haskins dealt with in Washington, kind of the lack of preparation, some of the immaturity things. Those are definitely things that they have to factor in. But, I mean, on the field, the way he played at the end of the second quarter and the third quarter, he led, what, I think, three touchdown drives, another field goal drive. He was moving the ball in a way that Mason Rudolph just wasn't. And, yes, Mason Rudolph is going against ones. Haskins is going mainly against twos. But, to me, the offense just seemed like it was a lot smoother with him in. But, I mean, you talk to Mike Tomlin and you ask him, well, have you seen enough to make Haskins your number two? And he's pretty emphatically saying, no, there's a lot more football we need to play and we need to keep forming opinions before we go all in on saying Mason Rudolph, the only guy who they have under contract for next season at quarterback, is no longer the number two. So verdict's still out as they kind of work through that.
We don't know if it's going to be Ben Roethlisberger's last year in Pittsburgh or not, Brooke, but if it is going to be his last year, he's going to have an offensive line that lost three starters. How has the new offensive line looked so far in camp?
You know, I would love to tell you the full answer to that question, but it's still kind of a question mark, and that's mainly because Kevin Dotson, who's projected to be their starting left guard, hasn't worked with the ones yet. He's coming back from an ankle injury that he sustained very early in camp, maybe first day just doing some conditioning. It happened before practice was open. But he only started participating in team drills earlier this week. And he played, I think it was 50 snaps last night, none with the ones. And asked Mike Tomlin about it, and he was like, well, he's done nothing to earn a spot with the ones, which is kind of a little head-scratching considering how well he played last year when he was getting some spot starts when guys were hurt. But we have not seen what should be the projected starting offensive line play altogether yet. I mean, Zach Banner is slotted to be the right tackle. He's coming off an ACL injury, and he didn't play last night. Chukwuemeka Okorafor is finally starting to work back, the starting left tackle. Trey Turner's been in there pretty consistently. Kendrick Green at center has been in there, but we've yet to see the group as a whole, and maybe that's a good thing because the group that they've been putting out there is getting whipped pretty steadily by a pass rush that doesn't even include TJ Watt. So they are very much still a work in progress at this point.
This show, Brooke, loves when you mention Zach Banner, friend of the show. Chenea Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio with Freddie Coleman holding it down, and we're talking to Brooke Pryor, our own ESPN Pittsburgh Steelers reporter. And Freddie almost, you know, asked the question, but then he swerved to the offensive line. But let's go to this. Number one question for the Steelers. Number one. Is this Ben Roethlisberger's last season in Pittsburgh? What do you feel? What are the tea leaves saying?
See, I thought the tea leaves said this is for sure his last season. And even, you know, you ask Ben about it, you ask Mike Tomlin about it, and they're kind of vague. I asked Cam Hayward about it a couple weeks ago, and to me, he gave the most definitive answer that we've seen so far. I said, have you noticed anything different about Ben in this camp? And he said, yes, there is a greater sense of urgency, not only from him, but from everyone, because you can really feel that clock ticking, knowing that, like, this very well could be the end. And that was the first time that I'd really heard that. And then fast forward a week and a half later, and I'm in a small group of reporters talking with team owner and president Art Rooney II, and I asked him, you know, hey, you know, the way things are happening with Ben Roethlisberger, does it make you think about, you know, that this could be the end of his career when you have to restructure the deal this year? And he says, well, kind of, you know, kind of gave a vague answer. And someone followed up and said, but he could still come back next year, right? And he said, yes, nothing is set in stone. So the organization isn't willing to commit to saying that this is a Ben Roethlisberger victory lap type of season, that this is he's going to get one last hurrah. So I think that a lot depends on how his elbow feels and how the rest of his body holds up. And if he can get through this season mostly healthy without going off a cliff toward the end and in some of the later weeks, I think he could make a push to try to come back for yet another season.
Isn't that the goal? If we can get through the season healthy, I mean, that's like the mood for the NFL, the National Football League overall. And that is the lovely Brooke Pryor joining us, our own ESPN Pittsburgh Steelers reporter. Brooke, stay safe. Good luck this season. And we can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yay. I'm excited about the Steelers, Freddie. Okay. I mean, forgive me because it's been a minute since we've hung out. Who are you tethered to in the NFL?
My two teams are the Jets and the Cowboys. Oh boy, this ought to be good.
Nothing. I'm just like those two teams.
Yeah, those two. I was not a Giants fan.
Real.
Yeah, that's not, well. Yeah, especially the Jets fan, because Jets for the longest time stands just in the season, and that may be the case this year with the New York Jets.
Okay, it sounds like you and I need something. All right, we just talked about the Steelers, and we might have even more questions to be answered on our own. Coming up next, I can't believe it. I always say here on Chenangola Jr. that I need to pick a side piece team because sometimes my team struggle, and so I need another team to root for.
Oh, really?
You've got two. I think you might need a third, all right? Mm-mm. But first, 888-729-3776. Who are you most excited about this upcoming NFL season as we are officially now in preseason? And maybe we'll get to a little bit more of the Steelers. And more importantly, Freddie needs another team. He really does. It's Janae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus.
Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
We're bringing the old school hits for my guy right here, Janae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. I'm not trying to shade you, Freddie. Today,
no.
Okay, Freddie Coleman.
Nope. I'm not shaded at all. I know that song was out long before you were born, so I'm not shaded about that at all.
Good. But it's like I feel like music has just strayed so far from like what we need it to be. Like we have some hits, but it's all for like the TikTok. It's all for like the things where you can instantly make a buck and not just vibe to it. So I know you appreciate NECA, my older sister, who I play with on the LA Sparks, MVP in the WNBA, blah, blah, blah. She always says, Shanae, you're an old soul, because anytime, I think the best way to describe it is I just finished watching Pose.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody watched the Pose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Finished watching Pose, and I was like in my bag with all the music, so that should tell you something. Mm-hmm. Again, Shanae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Shanae Ogumike, Freddie Coleman, with all the positive vibes. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Again, we are brought to you by NAPA. Whether it's next day delivery or getting involved in their local communities, NAPA goes above and beyond to serve you because their motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. I love it when I can do like know-how.
Well done.
Thank you, sir. During the break, I was taking a tally because we're getting ready for the football season, and I need to know where everybody stands.
Okay.
And I was shook a little bit, even though you made great explanations as to why your teams are the Jets, Freddie, and the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a smart move for you to go from the Jets, growing up in New York, you know, like seeing them, to picking the Cowboys, especially in their heyday, their prime, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that was a good transference. So I get your context a little bit more.
And I was a fan before that all happened. Believe me, I saw some lean Cowboys years in the 80s, so I was a fan before that happened.
I feel for you. I mean, like, there's always hope now, but like, I just still feel for you because I feel like...
You think I need another team?
No, I don't think you need another team. You know, I think you're set. Like anytime you have the Cowboys, you always have hope. The sad thing is like, hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today.
There you go.
You know, but that always comes at the end of the song, like when it's like something bad happens. So I'm like,
that's true.
I don't know. Cowboys.
Tomorrow's a better day. As God is my witness, tomorrow will be a better day.
Yes, Cliff. Everyone knows that Cliff here on our show. Eagles, not fan, but free thinker. So, all right, you're standing by that.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
They won one championship in the last 60 years, and he's still crowing about it.
All right.
Jeez.
And he can't even, like, say I'm officially a fan because we won not too long ago. He's like, no, all this shenanigans, I'm still a free thinker. Our producer, Shannon, of course, Giants through and through.
Right.
And I show a lot of love to Shannon because that man, when I say through and through, it's like literally through and through because he's also a Knicks fan, and I've seen him go through the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to get to the playoffs, I felt so bad, especially the first round, but we're not going to talk about that. Travis, you said Cowboys as well, right, Travis?
T-Rock Hold, yep.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay, all right. Jerry, I saw Jerry in there. Did Jerry ever establish?
He's New England.
Is he doing TV today?
Jerry's a diehard Patriots fan.
100%.
Beautiful. Beautiful segue. Beautiful segue, because we got like the best type of welcome to the NFL moment for Mac Jones when he ran onto the field. And I'm like, man, like, I don't know if it's a sign of, I guess it's the Alabama pedigree, transference, the winning culture. Also, knowing that Tom Brady, when he came to the Patriots, was a work in progress that turned into the best thing ever almost in sports. And so I feel like there's a lot of synergies between Mac Jones and the expectation and dealing with strong, personable, you know, coaches and, you know, winning and that culture and stepping into New England. And so the question is, what are your expectations, Freddie, for this rookie class? Because Mac Jones got some love.
Right.
I personally am very excited about Justin Fields, but do you have a take?
Here's the deal. I want to see what Trey Lance is going to do with the San Francisco 49ers, because they want him starting, Shanae, sooner than later. Because we know Jimmy Garoppolo's in the same situation as Cam Newton. You're the starting quarterback now, but they know the guy behind you. They want him starting sooner than later, especially in San Francisco, not so much in New England, with Bill Belichick when it comes to Mac Jones. Although, I don't know if Jerry, one of our dudes behind the scenes, was part of the standing ovation crowd when Mac Jones got onto the football field. We might have seen Jerry just now go, hey, Mac, Mac, oh, Mac. You know, he was part of that crew that was probably doing that. But when it comes to San Francisco, just hearing what Kyle Shanahan is saying, man, Trey Lance, he's looking pretty good. Man, he walked out in his uniform today. He looks special. It's like they're doing everything possible, Shanae, to get this guy on the football field. And even Travis, one of our guys behind the scenes, mentioned it. He's only played one football game in the last 19 months, and they can't wait to get him on the field and have Jimmy Garoppolo just go about his business sooner than later.
Yeah, I'm real excited because I think, you know, as a professional athlete myself, you have sure bets, right? Like, especially through the draft process, you know those certified talents that you're like, you can't go wrong. I worked the NBA draft. Were you on the – I don't know if, Freddie, were you on the –
No, I was watching in my hotel room because I was going to do hosting on KJZ the next day, and you guys were knocking it out, by the way.
Oh, well I appreciate that. But I was going to say, like, this man, you always working, so I'm like, I assume he's on every broadcast, every feature out here.
I do.
But, you know, working the NBA draft sort of reminded me that when you have a depth at, you know, a certain position or even just depth of talent, you can't go wrong. And this was one of those classes at quarterback that you feel like you can't go wrong. But within that, there's high risk, high reward. And that's what, you know, Trey Lance sort of feels like, especially in San Francisco, where you can be plug and play. You know exactly what you're going to get from a team and coach output. And now if this risk pays off, it can elevate you to new heights. And that's what I feel like is the beautiful essence of drafting in sports. Like trying to be like, all right, we're not going to go safe. We're going to be a little risky, and that risk can really pay off. But me personally, you know, it's just crazy because me experiencing my first full, especially here on Chenangola Jr. as we approach our anniversary, our show anniversary.
I know, yay, one year.
1 year, watching the college football playoff and seeing what Justin Fields was able to do, and then see how in the draft conversations, the narrative changed so quickly, which means that he has so much opportunity to prove people wrong. And I feel like that's the best position to be in when you are a player, right? Like the expectations aren't great in Chicago. You have enough requisite talent and a foundation defensively. But the only thing that sort of messes me is just like, you know, the leadership, whether it is the regime, like this is like their big swing. And if you miss, you're out. And that would be that's the only thing that I hope that they protect this long-term view, even knowing that their short-term might be in jeopardy. That's the only concern I have for Justin. But like, my goodness, whenever you hear Lewis Riddick, our excellent ESPN NFL analyst, when he says this guy has got it, I'm like, like we've already known it, but now we see the opportunity presenting itself for Justin Fields. That's why I'm sort of excited for him too, Freddie.
And I hear what you're saying, and that's why I hope that Justin Fields doesn't play well in Chicago, because the Jets, I believe, should have drafted him number two. And to me, Zach Wilson may be the biggest risk among the rookie quarterbacks when it comes to the draft, because I know he has that moxie, Shanae. I know he has that arm strength, but coming out of BYU, when a Justin Fields is on the board, a Mac Jones is on the board, and you decide that that's the guy that you believe can lead the New York Jets out of another abyss situation, that's why I believe he's the biggest risk in the NFL draft, because I'm with you. I was on that Justin Fields train. I'm thinking, man, you do not want your team to be the opposite end of the Patrick Mahomes situation, because Chicago already went through that. They moved up in the draft to get Mitchell Trubisky, and Patrick Mahomes was on the board. Well, look how that's turned out for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chicago Bears. Well, now Trubisky is blaming everybody for not playing well in Chicago, being a backup in Buffalo. I'm hoping that my team the New York Jets does not have that same conversation in 3 years where Justin Fields is an all-pro and lighting things up in Chicago and Zach Wilson is washed out with the New York Jets. So I'm hoping that my team is not on the Chicago Bears side of the Patrick Mahomes conversation when it comes to Zach Wilson, which I think is a bigger risk for the Jets, taking him at number two and not and letting Justin Fields slide all the way down to the Chicago Bears.
Well, maybe odds ever be in your favor in my Hunger Games voice. But it's funny because talking about these rookie QBs, I thought it was super cute when Max stepped to the mic. And did you see Cam? I love this evolution of Cam Newton where people are like, oh, how he is super confident and how he wears his fashion. And now it's now we're getting access to he's a sweetheart. He's someone that wants to empower and not just, be what's best for the team. And so talking to Mac Jones saying, I was like, oh, he calls me Mac and Cheese. I was like, I don't know how I feel about the Mac and Cheese nickname.
As long as you call him Mac and white bread, as long as you can say that. You call somebody Mac and Cheese, you call them that, they're treading on dangerous ground if you're Cam Newton.
Yeah, Mac and Cheese. I mean, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It rolls off. My take, if we're going to stay in the food, and we said this a while before, Big Mac.
Big Mac works.
That's Big Mac.
I'm not a Big Mac fan, but that works for him.
Thank you.
I like that better than mac and cheese. I'm with
Thank
you on that
you.
One.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You swayed me on that
I know.
One.
Now I'm hungry because I'm visualizing the food.
Well, because you just got from practice and everything like
You're
that.
100%. It's my brain just flips the switch so quick.
Yeah, you had Gatorade lunch trying to get through the practice. So, of course, you're hungry.
Let me tell you what lunch I had. I had these protein shakes afterward because he's like, Chanae, I know you don't have time to get a meal. You're trying to get to radio, but look, drink this. And so we're good, but we're 15 minutes away from a meal, all right? And to bring us home, we always keep that same energy. And I love it when we have athletes whose skills apply to real life. We'll get to that next on Chanae and Golic Jr. right here on ESPN Radio, streaming live right here. Come look at us on ESPN Plus.
Chanae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Friday night, party happen. Oh, wait, is that a different part? I never get the lyrics right. All around. Yo, just got paid. Oh, maybe I'm singing the NSYNC version or was it Backstreet version?
Maybe.
Totally played myself right there, per usual. Chanae Golic Jr. right here on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Chanae Ogwumike and Freddie Coleman holding it down for Mike Golic Jr. right here on ESPN Radio. Yeah, I was just going to say just got paid. I'm pretty sure that was NSYNC.
Oh, no, you can't confuse those, no.
No, I can't. I'm not going to, the samples, I get it. But, in my head, it instantly goes to NSYNC instead of the original.
Nah, you got to stick with Johnny Kemp, God rest his soul.
You're right. Amen to that.
That's a banger.
Just play myself per usual. But thank God I got my people here with me.
That's right.
We had Ben Baby, our own ESPN Cincinnati. We had our Ben Baby and Kimberly A. Martin and Brooke Pryor all join us today to talk about, set us up for the NFL seasons coming up. And I really do miss Kmart, so I'm going to listen to our podcast, Chanae and Golic Jr., to catch up on those conversations.
There you go.
But I have to say, before we get to energy, thank you so much for joining us today, Freddie.
My pleasure. Are you kidding me? Looking forward to this, hanging out with these guys. Are you kidding me? Anytime I get an opportunity to hang with my girl, Chanae, it's going to be a good time. I can guarantee you that.
I know. I just need you to come to a game. We're talking about this during the break.
I'm definitely going to try when you come up. Yeah. I'm going to be there. I'm definitely going to be there for one of your games. I'm going to make it a
point
to do that. Yes.
Please. PSA, everyone that listens to Chanae and Golic Jr. that might be in the New England area, your girl is coming out there for the WNBA season. And so, Cliff, I'm excited for you to come.
I'm pulling up. I need my feet on the floor, too, yo.
First of all, this is the same man that said he's getting a DeJounay Carrington, who I love, by the way, Stanford grad, jersey, instead of saying, oh, Chanae, I'm getting – he was like, oh, I'm getting DeJounay. I was like, hold up.
Wow, really? He said that to your face?
I did not say that. No, I didn't.
Keep that same energy, Clifford.
You're lying now, Cliff.
He lying. He always has selective memory.
See, right now, we know he's lying. When you start a sentence with, I swear to God, automatic lie.
Facts.
Automatic.
All right. Yeah. Automatic. Keep that same energy. Let's get it.
We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy levels was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chanae and Golic Jr.
Yeah, Cliff, I remember. I know everyone here on the show remembers when we're talking about, Chanae playing, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be coming in my DeJounay jersey, all right? we know what it is. And that's why I'll still take care of you, my family, all right? But probably Shannon first and Braylon because he has my actual jersey. By the way, Braylon is Shannon Shun, and he has two or three jerseys in the WNBA. So
nice. He
gets first dibs. Keep That Same Energy is brought to you by Indeed. Hire right now. Visit Indeed.com. /credit. All right, Freddie, keeping that same energy, talking about playing games and athletes getting back to it. We have NFL preseason action tonight. We have the Tennessee Titans at the Falcons, which means we have the return of Julio Jones to Atlanta, which is super exciting because, you know, he's a long time. I believe it was 10 seasons with the Falcons, star receiver, 7-time Pro Bowler, 2-time NFL receiving yards leader in a season, traded to the Tennessee Titans in the offseason. But, you know, you're not mad, especially when you had 3 consecutive losing seasons. It's like, if I'm going to play hard, I've got to play somewhere where I can make something of it with this final push. But it's going to be great to see his return, even though everyone's saying he probably won't, get any action.
Yeah, even though he doesn't get any action today, it's all about coming back home and getting the acknowledgement from the fans, because when he was there for the Atlanta Falcons, that brother laid it on the line constantly. And I'm sure that Matt Ryan, who's not playing tonight, the quarterback on the other side, must be looking over there saying, I'm happy for you, but at the same time, I still wish you were here part of the rebuilding progress. But it's going to be interesting to see what Julio Jones can do to make a Tennessee Titans team that much better with Derrick Henry in the backfield along Ryan Tannehill. People not talking about them being an AFC as a challenger. Keep an eye on that Titans team. If Julio Jones is anywhere near what we were able to see from him with the Atlanta Falcons, that could be a very difficult team to deal with in the AFC.
We might be finding our team, our other team.
The for Titans, you.
I know you asked me. Oh, you said for you. I know. I was trying to just help you out, too.
No, okay? I don't need – I got 2 wives. I don't need a third one.
You're looking for that.
You need a boyfriend team, Shanae. You know,
yes.
You're in the market for a boyfriend team. Tennessee Titans could fit the part of the boyfriend you're looking for when it comes to a football team.
They won't take me. You know how you swipe left accidentally? You know, that's what happened to me in fantasy football with the Titans, because I was supposed to. I had the 6th pick, and I went with Michael Thomas with the Saints instead of Derrick Henry with the Titans, and everything else I lost in my fantasy football league. But keeping that same energy, let's switch the subject before I get mad.
Yes.
I love this. I saw this on social media because the videos that we see, especially with surprising, especially walk-on athletes, always brightens your day. Now, BYU, the Cougars, their sponsor offered to cover the tuition for walk-on members of the football team. And so basically the BYU athletic department helped broker opportunities for every walk-on member of the football team to sign endorsement deals with a sponsor that would cover the cost of their tuition for at least 1 year. When people say, oh, name, image, likeness, and having money and brands and deals for these, it's going to ruin the game. I'm like, what? This is literally saving people and saving their opportunities and building them for the future. And so when I saw this, I was like, gotta love it.
You know who the knuckleheads that are saying that are the people that want things the way they used to be. I'm thinking, so let me get this straight. So you have players paid illegally, which was going on in college football and college basketball, instead of this money is coming from people outside the athletic program. Coaches and other people aren't paying these players. It's people who believe in the brand of these players or believe in what they're doing. So you're telling me that this is a bad thing when it comes to college athletics and everything like that? That part I don't get. Shanae, they can miss me with that one, saying that it's bad now that players are getting paid.
See, that's why
they're getting paid legally as opposed to illegally back then. That makes no sense to me.
See, that's why I love him. Junior never goes, miss me with that. Only you, all right, because you got that sauce. Also, their associate athletic director, Gary Verhoeven, said, quote, we're trying to put BYU on the map for all the right reasons, which alludes exactly to what you're talking to. We knew this would be exciting to be kind of the first ones to dance in this area, which I love. Like, that's what you should be doing, pushing those boundaries. And speaking of pushing, keeping that same energy, when I told you about, you know, athlete, where in the real world it applies, I love this. Now, UFC fighter Jordan Williams stopped a man from stealing his car on Thursday and in the process gave him an MMA lesson, because, my goodness, he's 30 years old. He left his car running, which, in a gas station in Denver, and he went in to go buy a drink. Well, as he exited the station, he saw a man climb into the driver's side of his vehicle and try to back it up. He immediately ran to the vehicle, pulled the individual out, which we know that pulling it out, like, you know, he was literally like pulling him out, kick, all that stuff, unveiled all of his skills. I just love it when people do it safely, but he, as the young people say, he understood the assignment.
Yeah, he went into the convenience store for a 2-piece combo, then gave another 2-piece combo to a guy trying to steal his car. But Shanae, why are you leaving your car running? I don't care how tough you are. Why? This is not 1942. What are we doing? Take your keys inside with you.
My dad always told me, I think it's funny when you get told things from, you know, gasoline. It's like, oh, if you use the wrong type of gas, your car will blow up. Like, it's all those funny myths that we have, but leaving your keys in there and it running is a mistake. Freddie, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, my friend. It was a great time.
Hope everyone has a great weekend. Spain and Fitz with Courtney Cronin and Jordan Renan next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Chené and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.